From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Mid-October is when a preliminary hearing will be held for a man charged with two murders and an arson. 24-year-old Ulysses Rodriguez is accused of shooting Tiffany Marie Ellebrecht and Jeremy Kummel to death, then setting fire to an SUV with their bodies inside. That carnage was found August 14th on Shelter Cove Road. Prosecutors say that same day, Rodriguez also threatened to kill a man with a gun. If convicted on all accounts facing him, Rodriguez could face four life terms behind bars. He's currently being held in lieu of $4 million bail. Starting Monday, the Yurok Tribe and the Watershed and Research Training Center, along with Columbia Helicopters, will begin implementing a history-making fish habitat restoration project on the South Fork Trinity River, where spring Chinook salmon stocks are on the cusp of collapse. The spring salmon population on that major Klamath River tributary currently less than 1% of its former size, a consequence of severely impaired ecological conditions in the watershed. The South Fork Trinity Heliwood Loading Project will accomplish a number of objectives, ranging from improving water quality to creating new habitat for juvenile and adult salmon. Over 4 days, a Columbia helicopter team will work with Yurok Fisheries biologists and engineers to place about 300 whole trees in predetermined locations within a 5-mile stretch of the river. Not many details coming from a fatal shooting incident in Phillipsville. A call came in at about 3:30 Thursday morning about a person shot dead at a residence off the Avenue of the Giants. The home where the crime took place is on the 3000 block of Highway 254. Police found a person dead at the scene but haven't released information on an identity of the victim, a motive for the shooting, or if there are any suspects involved. Well, every day, thousands of parents and caregivers in California travel with kids in their vehicle. During Child Passenger Safety Week happening September 23rd through the 29th, California Highway Patrol will be working with traffic safety partners throughout the state to make sure all kids are riding safely. California law requires all children under the age of 2 weighing under 40 pounds and under 40 inches tall ride in a rear-facing car seat. All children under the age of 8 must ride in the back seat in an age-appropriate safety seat. You can find out more by visiting chp.ca.gov. The Fortuna Fire Department will be honoring the memory of Chief Bob Somerville in a memorial service to be held on Sunday at Fortuna Fire's main station on Fortuna Boulevard. It starts at 2 p.m. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.